I'm doing the let's jump right in patch Tuesday. You'll go through Royal Tiger, then I'll go through the Black Hat training, and then you'll wrap up with a thank you note to our customers and the briefings.
Yep. Okay. Yep. Okay. All right. Keep thinking I should have like some Star Wars effect in the background, but I don't have, like, my kids have sabers, but I don't know where they are. All right. Hi, everybody. Welcome to this month's version of Defender's Digest, where we're focusing on May. The topic, as always, is ERP security, and we're always presenting to you, JP and myself. So we love doing this, and thank you for joining us. So let's go ahead and jump right into it. JP, can you lead us off with Patch Tuesday updates?
Absolutely. Thank you, Paul, and happy to be here with you in yet another episode of Defender's Digest. So Patch Tuesday was an interesting one this last Tuesday, because there we are seeing some of the contributions of our research labs also being patched. We know there's been a lot of activity from the team over the past several months, and we are seeing those nodes, those vulnerabilities converted into patches. But overall, as a high-level overview, there's been 17 new and updated SAP security nodes, SAP patches for vulnerabilities in SAP software, including 3 hot news. Remember that those are the most critical ones, the ones that you need to go and prioritize, and 1 high priority node. Just as a side note, I was doing some research a couple of days ago, on average, SAP releases approximately 70 hot news a year. And those are not security, not only security hot news. These are all hot news nodes. And so it's interesting to see that these type of nodes, compared to the 2.3 million total SAP nodes, that's a very, very small part, but those are the ones that are really, really important, because those can disrupt your business or can introduce significant risk. So pay attention to this type of vulnerabilities, actually this type of patches for critical vulnerabilities, the hot news. In this case, there's been hot news for CX Commerce, for a product from SAP that's on the customer experience side. 2 vulnerabilities, both posing high risks to confidentiality, integrity, and availability. And as I mentioned at the beginning, we contributed with 3 patches, or actually the team contributed with 3 vulnerabilities that SAP patched on last Patch Tuesday. A 9.6 CVSS, which is an unrestricted file upload in SAP NetWeaver, affecting most versions of SAP NetWeaver, so it's an important one to address. And then 2 cross-site scripting vulnerabilities addressed by 2 other SAP security nodes in the SAP ABAP stack. So pay attention to these vulnerabilities. Some of these can be combined with others to perform a more critical attack, so it's important to stay on top of these patches. So, Paul, back to you.
Robocall, that's the word of the day. And actually, let me change that to RoboTiger, Royal Tiger. Oh. Okay, that's our bloopers. Royal Tiger, that's the phrase of today. They are a robocall threat actor. And earlier this month, FCC has come out with a framework. And against this framework, they have identified a threat actor, our very first, meeting the criteria in that framework. And they're identified as Royal Tiger. This framework is a next step by the FCC to create a mechanism for international law enforcement to easily track entities behind repeat robocall campaigns. And Royal Tiger specifically operates from India, the UK, the UAE, as well as the US, using spoofed phone numbers to impersonate government agencies, banks, utilities companies, while they're pushing fake credit card interest rate reduction offers. This particular framework, this classification system, the FCC is naming it the Consumer Communications Information Services Threat, or C-CIST. So having this first step or this next step in an iteration to combat robocalls or to combat these types of situations where threat actors are trying to call you. First off, right, we have the ability to report these phone numbers to the government so that they can start clamping down on these phone numbers that are doing this. But this is the first time that that is pretty significant. It's the next step into trying to share information about a threat actor through a commonly designated framework. And I applaud that, because this is now going to start that discussion and try and get on the same page in terms of trying to fight threat actors like Royal Tiger that cross jurisdictions. So this is an example that the FCC is providing. It gives that right amount of tension that's going to put providers, telephone providers, telephone companies on the same path to protecting consumers, right? We not only want these types of frameworks in place to enable entities like the FCC and also law enforcement, but we also want to create that tension with telephone providers so that they can get on board and start to help get these threat actors identified and to help clear up their networks so that consumers are better protected from both sides. We already have the ability to report, like I said, the unsolicited numbers to the government. What we do need is just that action and law enforcement. We need to shift left and ensure that these actors can't even get onto the networks to begin with. So that's good, right? We want to see this type of evolution. It's certainly been impacting consumers for a very long time. And this is just, again, an iteration in towards the right direction. Now, with that said, I want to hand back over to JP to talk a little bit about Black Hat.
Thank you, Paul. Yeah, and this is a reminder for all of you that are planning to attend Black Hat. Black Hat is one of the leading conferences from a cybersecurity perspective in the world. Especially the one in Vegas is a pretty good show and event, not only to get in touch with security providers and the security community, but also to learn. So one of our senior researchers is going to be hosting a training for SAP security, SAP pen testing. So I encourage you to take a look at the training site, and if SAP security and SAP pen testing is amongst the things that you want to learn, please take a look at that and submit, because that's a unique opportunity to have a first-hand experience from one of the best pen testers on SAP, I would say, in the world, right? As the Onapsis Research Labs is. Yeah, we are also working on a new research following the Chatter report that's going to be released soon. So stay tuned on upcoming news. With that, Paul, do you want to wrap up?
Yeah, let's pivot off of Chatter. So as you know, we've talked about Chatter in one of our prior Defenders Digests. And Chatter was that joint operation that we did with Flashpoint, where we partnered with them to leverage their unique tradecraft and insights into the deep dark web, and also partnered with us with our expertise into SAP and ERP security. One of the things that we wanted to recognize was, first off, just to lay the groundwork, at Onapsis, one of our differentiators is we work with our customers to provide them advanced threat briefings. So with Chatter, we did that. And then after that, we also held additional threat briefings on Onapsis, as well as jointly with Flashpoint. So one of the things that we wanted to recognize is everyone who showed up, I mean, it was amazing. We had a lot of engagement, a lot of participation with our customers, with additional viewers. And there were a lot of questions being asked. There was a lot of interest. There was questions that were very insightful. So we wanted to recognize everyone's involvement for coming to these briefings, from the advanced all the way up to the open ones that we had. It made it fun for all of us that we were involved in having these briefings. It was such an enjoyable experience. So from the bottom of our hearts, we want to thank everyone who attended and who was engaged in our Chatter threat briefing. So thank you.
But that's it. Thank you all.
Yeah, thanks. And JP, again, thanks again for May. And we wish you all the best for the rest of May. We'll see you in June.
Next month. See you. Have a good one.
All right. Now let's go ahead and stop this.